It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
Hey, we welcome you to this week's edition of Insurance Smart. Nice to have you along with us, and we got a lot of information coming your way. Hosting it this morning, none other than smiling Kathy Steffes.
She's back. Good morning, everyone. And I want to start off the show with wishing all of the mothers out there and caretakers, because they act as mothers, I want to wish them all a very blessed and happy Mother's Day.
And on behalf of them, which I can't relate to, but I'll say thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's a great day to be honored and well-deserved. It's a lot of work. So.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. It really is. Anyhow, you got an important topic to talk about today, Medicare Advantage plans. And if I'm pronouncing them right, PPOs versus HMOs. But actually, you're talking PPOHMO.
Yeah, if we were on the Google, the Googler pronounces it popo and whatever the other word is, but yes, we're going to talk about Humble. That. There are some differences, and we do want to cover that. We haven't talked about it in a long time, so we want to make sure that we explain the differences between the two and that there's a clear understanding, for the most part, of what those differences are.
Before you start, because usually we mention this at the end of the show, let's do it at the beginning of the show where you can get some information out. You got webinars coming up.
We do have webinars. We consistently have those on that third Tuesday of the month. The next one coming up is Tuesday, May 18th. We do offer two times of 3:30 and 6 o'clock. We're going to go to our summer schedule soon, and that will that means we'll only have them once a month, but we were having them twice. But of course, with summer and everybody's schedule, it works out better to just offer it for those slots.
So if somebody wants to go, how do they do that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Jerry. Hey. They can either register.
That's what I'm here for.
They can either register online at Gable, GOEBELINS.com, and they'll find at the very top there's a blue ribbon, and you look for the title of webinars and seminars. You just click on that title, and then a new window will open up, and you arrow down, and you see all of the dates and times we offer, and you pick one, and then you register.
And once you're registered, what happens? You get a link sent to your email, and
you do.
Then you just have to click on that.
Yes, and then we do the rest. And if people are not comfortable with going online and doing that, because sometimes, you know, it gets a little confusing for people, they're not comfortable, they can certainly call our office at 921-7526, and we'll be happy to get them registered that way as well.
Okay. Lots of information is covered, but it's a webinar, so you're not face-to-face. How can people, and how do they ask questions?
The only face they see is Larry. So no one else.
But you can turn your monitor off.
But no one else is pictured. But what we do is mute everybody so that, you know, we can't have 20 people talking at one time. But what happens is there's a chat box, and they can ask any question they want in that chat box, and we answer them as we go. So we encourage people to ask as we go, because at the end, you know, you're going to forget that answer, or maybe you've got something coming up that you can't stay. So we do encourage people to ask as we go.
Very similar to a Zoom meeting where you got that little chat box and you can just type it in, and
it's very similar.
And you monitor it, and then you ask the question there.
But I think Zoom kind of limits your time frame as far as how long you can be on, but we do it a different way through a webinar program that allows us to stay on a little bit longer and cover what we need to cover without a time restraint.
Speaking of covering, what do you cover?
Well, we cover Medicare, Obamacare, and maximizing Social Security. And during these particular sections, we do discuss, for instance, on Medicare, we talk about Med Supps versus Advantage plans and how they each can work. We discuss what Medicare Parts A, B, C, and D are. And should I stay on my group plan, or should I drop it and then go on to a Medicare plan? And we also talk about what is the most appropriate Medicare plan for my situation. We discuss different scenarios. But then we also talk about Obamacare, which is a very difficult subject for people to understand. We always say, don't ever try this yourself. It's very complicated. But we often hear people saying that they'd like to retire, but they can't. They need the insurance. So we talk about how that can happen in their lives. And that's a pretty popular one. People do want to work because they need the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But we also talk about Social Security, when and how should I take my Social Security? How can I increase my Social Security benefits? So there's a lot of information that we cover.
And these things run, what, about an hour-ish?
About an hour and a half. Each one is about a half an hour. So if you're only interested in one particular section, then, you know, you don't have to stay for the whole thing. We encourage you to stay because knowledge is power. Maybe it doesn't affect you, but maybe you know of someone it does.
Or maybe your parents.
Your parents, or even your own children. I mean, so we encourage people to stay for the whole thing because, like I said, you're going to pick something up that maybe you can share with someone that they didn't know. And so, you know, don't you want to be that helper?
The important thing I think people need to realize is with an hour and a half and all this information, you're covering basics.
Very basic. A lot of information, but very basic. We can't get into specifics of everybody's scenario because that would, you know, it'd be a never-ending show. Mm-hmm. So we do an overview. And if people want to talk to us in person and discuss their particular individual situation, they certainly can do this. But I want to tell you that this is exactly how I was introduced to Gable Insurance and Financial. I attended one of Larry's webinars, and I was turning 65 because I was a corporate secretary all of these years. And I share this often, but, you know, we have new listeners, and I want to make sure they know what my experience is, where I came from. So coming to the webinar was the best decision that I had ever made because Larry helped me with my own Medicare and also with my own Social Security. So after the webinar, we got together, and it was very difficult for me to think about this. He asked me to come on board, but after a month and a half, I said yes, went back to school, and so now I am a licensed personal health insurance advisor, and I specialize in Medicare. So for me to be able to talk to people about Medicare and know what their anxieties are on the other side, I absolutely know those.
You're a been there, done that
person. Been there, done that, yeah. Yep.
So, obviously, listeners, encouraged, if you have any questions, any idea of seeking information, the webinars are free.
They are free. I'm going to encourage them to register online at GableINS.com or just call our office at 921-7526. So, Larry always says, you don't know what you don't know. True.
Okay, well, we obviously, if we're attending, can expect to get a lot of information and at least probably elicit a lot of individual questions, which should lead to a phone call because then you can get into specifics.
Yes, and, you know, it's interesting at the webinars, even though you've been to one or two, there are still different things that come up that are discussed that weren't discussed at the previous one. So even though you've been to one, I encourage you to come back again because there's always something more to learn.
Well, it's like watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You watch a movie and you watch it another time. You see stuff you didn't see the first time.
Right,
and
right.
In this case, it's information that's really important. All righty. Seminars, webinars, important stuff right now. Are you ever going to get back to seminars?
We are. We are looking at fall. We're going to see how this all shakes out. Mm-hmm. But we do have some time slots that we have scheduled. Mm-hmm. We're not announcing it yet, but we will be soon. So be sure to watch for the website. And I'm sure Larry will be talking about that as the days go on on the radio show and maybe mm-hmm. through commercials. But, yeah, we are looking at that, and we have dates in place that we'll just wait and see how this works out.
Kind of got to
dive
into stuff.
Yep.
But at least things seem to be lightening up a little mm-hmm. bit, although numbers are going back up because vaccinations are going down.
Well,
people need to get poked.
we have to plan ahead because as mm-hmm. a business, you can't wait till the last minute. So we're planning and going forward. So we'll just see how this all works out and hope for the best.
So today's topic, obviously Medicare Advantage plans, PPOs, HMOs. What do they mean? Acronyms are great, but unless you don't know what they mean.
And I was in that spot years and years and years of wondering, I don't know what the difference is. So, you know, so I want to keep it as simple as I can. A PPO stands for Preferred Provider Organization. It is an in and out of network, meaning that you can see anyone you want as long as they accept Medicare and Medicare approves the procedure. Most of the time, it's not a problem, but the time when it comes into place is if you're having a cosmetic procedure done of some kind. Some of those are a little questionable as far as Medicare is concerned. So I would check with Medicare, make sure that, you know, maybe it isn't cosmetic, but they might look at it as that. So you have to make sure you check with them for the approval on these questionable procedures. Others, some have copays for in and out of network. Some stay with the same max out of pocket, while others have increased copays and a higher combined max out of pocket. There have been some PPOs this year in our area who previously had only offered HMOs. So this was a good thing for us. I'll talk about that a little bit later, but, you know, competition is good. You see all those annoying commercials, but this is what comes about is better plans for us.
Mm-hmm.
So
better
now
coverage and sometimes less premium,
mm-hmm.
if any.
We like zero. I work on zero really hard. We all do, actually, mm-hmm. you know, because why not? The plans are very, very good. So an HMO means health maintenance organization. An HMO does not cover out of network. So many people who do not travel, for the most part, they like to remain on their HMO plans. There are still other people who maybe don't even know what the PPO option is. So the only time an HMO is covered by an out-of-network service is if it is life or death emergency.
So don't go in with a hangnail.
Well, don't. You'll be balance billed, they call it. So, you know, say something is $10,000 and Medicare approves, you know, $2,000 of that. There's $8,000 left. Balance billing means you will pay that $8,000. So you want to make sure that they accept Medicare. Medicare approves it. If it's life or death, it doesn't matter. But that's the criteria that they follow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you travel up, you know, about the PPO plans, if you travel up north or in other states, either on a vacation or maybe visiting relatives or friends, we definitely then recommend that PPO plan, which is far more popular with people because you're covered everywhere you go. And one of the first questions I'm asked repeatedly is, it's amazing, am I covered by any doctor I want to see? Do I get to see any doctor? Because people like to stay with their own doctor.
So obviously that's one of the considerations that you look at when you're recommending either the HMO or the
mm-hmm.
PPO.
Yeah. Yep. And if they're, you know, the answer to that previous question was yes, you can't see any doctor on a PPO.
Mm-hmm.
I hope people aren't getting confused. We're kind of relating these two topics, but there is a big difference between the two.
And you have a formula, you have a strategy.
We do.
How you proceed.
We do. And so how do you go about recommending an HMO or PPO plan? Well, the first thing we look at is, what drugs are you taking? We perform a drug formulary because we want to make sure that whichever plan we recommend to you is covered, your medications are covered adequately. It's interesting that you look at one plan and it'll be, you know, either not covered or a very high tier. You'll look at another plan and it is covered and it's a very low tier, the same medication. So we want to make sure, and your location makes a difference too. Are you, you know, are you up north or are you here? Are you south? So we do look at all the scenarios for that.
Kind of makes one wonder though, how they develop they're different tiers with the different companies.
Oh, my. That's a whole nother show, I think, Jerry, because I have no idea how they determine that. But, you know, Medicare is in charge.
Just like what you just said with the differences between mm-hmm. plans, it blows my mind.
It blows my mind too, Jerry. That's why I went to school.
Wow.
But you know, it is very complicated, and that's why we encourage people to come in and talk. So the next thing we look at is, what is your lifestyle? We ask questions such as, do you travel? How important is dental? How important is vision, hearing aids, and over-the-counter benefits? And we ask this because it's very important. Advantage plans include these benefits. They include that dental, vision, hearing, and over-the-counter, whereby Medicare supplements do not cover that. So that's another whole area that we want to talk about at some point.
What about the athletic bunch?
Well, the athletic bunch, you know, that's
which I'm not in, by the way.
Me either, Jerry. But, you know, I mean, some people like to go to the gym. They like to swim. They like all those things. We have plans, Advantage plans, which are PPOs, that do include silver sneakers.
For those who don't know, can you give just a brief I don't know, description of what Silver Sneakers is?
Silver Sneakers would be an athletic program. If you want to go to Planet Fitness or the YMCA or some other athletic businesses, there is a list online that you can look at for your area. You know, there are, like, I think there's Olympus and Fond du Lac. I'm not sure that they're all covered, you know, but again, there is a list online that you can go to silversneakers.com and see what's available in your area. And if you're not, you know, as an agent, oftentimes people will ask me and I'll look it up for them. So mm-hmm. that's not a big deal either.
Okay, a lot of questions.
Lots of questions. And they wonder why we ask these questions. Well, you know, we need to get a picture of what your lifestyle is like, because if you travel, or, you know, again, that dental and vision, we'll recommend one plan over another because based on what your answers are. So it's important for us to get a really good picture of your lifestyle so that we can make that recommendation.
You know, earlier on you mentioned something, and maybe we should, maybe I should ask a little definition. You talked about network, out of network. What exactly does that mean?
Well, some companies have network-specific providers who they work with. So they've negotiated pricing and copays which benefit the client, such as dental and vision. Those are the primary in and out of network providers. That's a really big concern for people. You know, is my dentist included, or is my, I like my dentist, or I like my vision person, my eye doctor. So that's going to actually, those are the two that are very in and out of network specific. But some others offer cash reimbursements to avoid the network issue. So while others offer in and out of network benefits, some offer the cash reimbursement. So the network will be more expensive if you have a benefit of, let's say you have $1,000 benefit in a dental program. You're going to see your own dentist who is not considered network. They have a specific thing that says in and out of network. Well, what that means is you can still go see your dentist. You will still benefit that $1,000, but because you're seeing someone who is considered out of network, you will use that $1,000 quicker. So mm-hmm. you can still go see your dentist. It's just going to be at a higher rate than
they don't have a pre-negotiated deal with the carrier.
Right. And, you know, it's all about negotiation. So whoever wants to work with them, some people, as we call it, don't take coupons. So that's mm-hmm. where that comes from. You know, they'd prefer just to stay where they're at. So yes, you can see any dentist with these programs, but you will just use that benefit up quicker if you go out of network.
Now, a lot of this information, I think we kind of alluded to it in the beginning when we were talking about the webinars, but even getting into more specifics here, it can really be confusing to people, and nobody is the same as the Mm-mm. next guy or gal. Actually, they
very,
need to
very
talk
different.
To you.
Very, very different. You know, where you'll hear this, we hear it all the time. You know, I just heard it yesterday. My friends were telling me about this. Well, that's great. That works for them. And maybe it'll work for you. I'm not going to say it doesn't work for you, but I'm going to say I need to know a little more information, and then I can make a recommendation, and maybe I'll recommend the same thing. Maybe I won't, you know, so everyone's different. We do take it one step at a time with people. I know there's a lot of things on people's minds. They want to get to the finish line, but you have to go through steps to get there. So if we look at the end of the tunnel, it all gets confusing to us. So I want our clients to feel very confident in their decision. So the only way I can do that is taking one step at a time, and I explain that as we go. You know, I'll make a list of what it takes to get to that finish line, but so they know what we need to do each step of the way, and I let them know that I will be there every step of the way. We don't just abandon you. We're there to help you all the way through. So, yeah, it's our goal to help our clients understand what the plan is, and we also want them to understand why they're choosing a PPO over an HMO, an advantage plan over a supplement plan. So when they do make their decision, I don't want them to question themselves. I don't want them to feel, I hope Kathy recommended the right thing for me. I want them to know why and feel comfortable with that decision. That, to me, is the most important thing for my role.
So I guess to understand how it would impact an individual, they just really need to call and talk or set up an appointment mm-hmm. so you can get to those specifics. How much ahead of 65 should they start the process?
Well, I suggest no later than 6 to 8 months or sooner before turning 65, because there's a lot of materials to cover. There's a lot of information to learn and grasp, and this is not easy for the lighthearted to just read through one time and get it. So I would start with our webinar. I'd follow up with an appointment and then begin the discussion to cover these things, such as, should I apply for A and B? Should I come off of the group coverage? What is the time frame for applying for A and B or for Medicare plans? You know, when should I do this? So if anyone would like to come in or they just want to talk one-on-one, we can set up a Zoom. We can do it over the phone. We can do it face-to-face. Often people just want to address their own specific needs, and they don't necessarily want to attend the webinar. And that's fine. I mean, we meet face-to-face. We do Zoom. And Zoom is so great because if you're in up in Nina, you don't have to drive to Fond du Lac. We can just do it, and we can make our presentation with the Zoom. Of course, you can see all the materials, and we can cover all your questions, and it's like you're face-to-face. So,
Except you don't have to have pants on because nobody sees that.
Oh, TMI, Jerry. But, yeah, I don't. So, anyway, yep, there is a lot involved, but getting the answers and understanding the options is what really counts and alleviates that stress of transition, and the more you learn, obviously, the less the anxiety.
All righty. We got about a minute and a half left. There's a lot of reasons that situations are different from everybody. Why should our listeners, in a nutshell, call Gable Insurance to help with Medicare?
All right. There are many reasons everyone has a different situation, first of all, and we approach each client as an individual. Again, what might work for one person doesn't work for the next, which is why actually working with an agency such as ours and an agent is very important, because we represent many different companies such as Network Health, United Healthcare, and Humana. But our role is to find out what our clients' needs are, which I've talked about a lot, and then recommend the company and plan that's most appropriate for that individual. So I'd like to add that once our client is enrolled and should a problem arise, they have that go-to person to help them.
All righty. Next seminar coming up?
May 18th, 3:30 and 6 o'clock. You can check the website at gableins.com or, again, call us at 921-7526.
And if you can't make that one, more to come.
Yes, indeed. We have a lot. We have more coming in, you know, throughout the summer. And like I said, we're looking at the fall as going face-to-face as seminars. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that and hoping that that comes through.
Well, I think we all do.
Yep.
Hoping a lot of things come to fruition.
Let's get back to normal.
No kidding. Kathy Steffes, thanks so much. That
You're
was
welcome.
A lot of information in about 25 minutes.
We do our best. There's a lot to cover.
You need to call to get the specifics. And we'll be back next Saturday morning with another edition of Insurance Smart, right here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ in Fond du Lac. It is 38 degrees and sunny. It's 8 o'clock.
More lockdowns in India. I'm Pam Pusa.